Jack, are you really looking that up on your laptop on the school Wi-Fi?
Dude, I have a VPN.
They can still track that.
What?
Never mind. We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about it later. Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody. Jack.
Riley.
And we're back for another episode. Today is a special episode because we have one of our best friends also in the room with us, but he's going to block us out.
Yeah, we have a listener in the audience here.
We're starting this live studio audience thing, so hit us up, email or DM or comment or something like that if you want to be a live studio member.
If you hear any loud gasps, it's because he just submitted his UWorld score. No, but yeah, if you hear some giggling in the background, that'd be.
You're not funny. You're not funny. Stop trying to make.
You're laughing.
I'm not laughing.
He's laughing, everybody. Today we wanted to talk about pre-medical school stuff, gap year versus no gap year.
Yeah, I think this is something that a lot of people have actually contacted us about, specifically asking, because there's a lot of debate between if you should take the time to do a gap year. Sometimes people take a couple of gap years, and there's a lot of pros that go with that, and of course some cons. And I think that Jack and I are a pretty good duo to talk on the subject, just because, Jack, you took a gap year, right?
I did, yeah. I didn't go straight through. We'll get into it more, but yeah, I had 1 year. I think Harrison over here had how many years do you have?
I didn't take any gap years.
You went straight through?
I went straight through.
Oh, wait. Okay, so with his
2-1 here.
With his school, shout out Northeastern, that's like almost 5-year kind of thing, like because you work while you're in school.
Yeah, depends how many co-ops you do.
So he's a co-op guy, so that's why.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, he went straight through.
Harrison and I did not take a gap year.
Yeah.
And then Jack took the singular gap year, right?
Singular, yeah. And I graduated with some people who were first years this year in medical school. And then we have people in our class that have done... It's not even gap year. They've lived life.
Yeah,
and then...
gap lifetime. Yes.
I have a attending for, one of the rotations that I already did, who started medical school. I think he was like 47 or something like that.
It's never too late.
It's never too late. But sometimes it is
too early.
It's definitely too early. Sometimes it's way too early. Like, don't apply out of high school. Yeah. Don't apply to med school right out of high school.
If you could get in out of high school, props.
That's sick.
Props. It's not going to happen, though.
I guess when...
don't waste your money.
Yeah, apply to UConn. See what happens. we should start our conversation with going straight through, I think.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I was always kind of young for my grade, too, and then coming into medical school, I feel like that kind of just felt, I don't know, exaggerated because the average... age of our first year class was 25 almost.
Yeah, I think
it was. It was a relatively experienced age. There weren't many other 21, 22 year olds coming in.
Right.
So a lot of people had either time in a clinical setting beforehand or time, living life, experiencing, working.
Yep.
And so there are a lot of reasons that I look back and I wish that I took a gap year at times, but I'm also very happy to be in the place that I am. So I think you'll see this trend kind of a lot throughout this conversation, just being that there are pros and cons to both sides and that there's not a right option. And if you're looking for us to tell you do one or do the other, it's not going to happen on this podcast unless Jack is incredibly...
Unless I'm caffeinated up.
or if you're just very, very overwhelmingly ambitious about one side of things. If you really wish you didn't take a gap year, let them know. But I don't know. I feel like I'm happy that I did not take a gap year. I forgot for a second. I'm pretty happy that I didn't take one just because when you buckle down and you get to this point now, it's pretty nice to reflect on. And I'm 24. I'm almost done with third year. I'm going to be 25 when I graduate.
That's crazy.
Medical school. I don't know.
25-year-old doctor.
People say you have to give up your 20s if you're going to do that, right? Yeah. And I feel like we have at least shown that part of it wrong. Like,
right.
We've lived a pretty solid life while in medical school, I would say.
Yeah.
Like, we've traveled quite a bit. Like, listen, it sucks at times. It is brutal. But you can definitely still have time to do what you want in medical school. There's time to travel. There's time to work side jobs. Like, I work for an admissions counseling job that's part-time as well. So you have all of these opportunities that people think that you don't have.
Yeah.
As long as you make the time for it.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that you have to maybe be a little bit more on top of your planning and organization in undergrad to then go straight through?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. Because whether we like it or not, like, admissions committees look for certain things when they're looking at an application.
Yeah.
Right? And some of that is stuff that is very, very difficult to get when you don't have a full year to just focus on it.
Right.
So when you're trying to add clinical experience, research, community service, leadership positions, all of that on top of your already packed course load, it can be pretty exhausting and very difficult to figure out, especially as a younger student. And they ask, like, if you want to get your resume primed for medical school, you got to start freshman, sophomore year.
Yeah.
Like, I was like 17 or 18 years old, like, really trying to buckle down on my stuff. And I didn't have time management skills at that point in my life.
That's so wild. Yeah.
Like, I barely had a conscience at that point in my life. So, like, just thoughts flowing.
And career planning, like, seems so abstract at that point, too.
Yeah.
It's hard to picture kind of, like, what your life will be. Like, when you're 20, when you're 17, looking at what's life going to be like when I'm 24, 25. That's crazy.
It's crazy to ask people to decide what they want to do with their lives at that age.
It is.
And people that might have an idea that they want to go into medicine can easily get consumed by that thought and be like, I have to start right now. I have to do all X, Y, Z. I can't take a summer off and have fun.
Right.
I took summers off. I had fun.
Yeah.
I enjoyed my time. I don't know about you.
Oh, for sure. Have we talked about before some of the research or like other community service and working stuff that you did?
Yeah. I feel like we kind of touched on that. And so we can kind of come back around to the idea of taking the gap year or not taking the gap year. And I think the best way to do that is kind of talk about some of the pros and cons for each side of things, right?
Yeah.
And so I would say, reflecting now as a third year who did not take a gap year, some of the biggest pros is just time saved.
Yep.
Being able to not have to interrupt my learning, right? So one thing that I was nervous about was taking time off and then having to get reacclimated with my studying habits, with the amount of work that you have to put in outside of like the classroom setting. And then also a sneaky, really important thing was loans don't kick in.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if you go from being undergraduate student straight into being a graduate student, those interest rates don't, well, I guess we also had COVID, so our whole thing was messed up.
Mine was different too.
Yeah. But you don't actually have to start making payments on your loans as long as you're a student. They still get frozen.
Aha.
Yeah. So I have yet to make a single payment on any of my loans. If you're in the government and listening to this, tune out.
Can't touch me.
Yeah, we have lawyers that have hit us up.
Cap.
In the DMs. We have had people from law school DM us, and I have asked them if they can help me out.
Kidding,
kind of. Where was I?
You're talking about pros.
Pros.
So loans going straight through.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, just looking down the line, it's exciting to think about how I'll be in attending kind of at an earlier point, and just when you're future planning and you're looking for when you'll kind of have that stable lifestyle. And I guess that really depends on what aspect of medicine you're going into, but it's nicer to feel like it's going to come at an earlier point when you can still take time off, travel, like do yeah. all these excursion things with
yeah.
the lifestyle that you want to have. But then there are obviously some pretty notable cons that come with going straight through. You know, you have to compete against these kids that have so much more experience than you. And we always talk about imposter syndrome.
Mm.
So we talk about when you get to medical school and you feel like you don't belong here and you're comparing yourself, like it can be exaggerated when you haven't done some of the things that your colleagues who have taken 3-4 years off have done. I'm sitting yeah. here saying, oh, I was in student government. And the kid next to me was like, I have an NIH grant that I won like $500,000 from, and I made prosthetics for kids that didn't have limbs. Like, okay. Like, I didn't do that, but everyone's here for a reason, right? And that was just something that you kind of have to deal with, and it comes with the experience of being in medical school.
Hmm.
So that's a con, and then also just – it's exhausting, and burnout can definitely hit you.
Yep.
A lot of times I look back at kids that did take a gap year and had time to travel and see new places, and these are just things that I didn't get to experience. And my kind of my reasoning to myself for that is that I'm saving it up for later on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know, we've still done enough, I think,
yeah,
in this time yeah. here that I don't feel like I missed out too much.
Yeah.
And then obviously not making money kind of hurts.
Yeah.
That one yeah. kind of hurts a little bit.
It's, yeah, yeah.
But it also depends. Like,
it's 1 year.
It's 1 year, and a lot of students that take a gap year are not taking high-paid positions.
No.
You're probably spending most of it on rent anyway
yep.
and food and, like, doing things. So you, yep. it's not like you're saving a ton of money. It's different if you worked in the corporate business sector for
right.
5 years
right,
and
right,
saved
right,
money
right.
to pay for school.
Right.
Which we didn't do.
No.
I don't think anyone here did that. But yeah, I think that those would be kind of my biggest pros and cons. Overall, I'm happy with the route that I took, but a lot of times I do wish that I had taken that gap year
mm-hmm.
just because it's just a year. Like yeah. a year seems like so much, but especially when you're yeah. here now and you're looking forward at the length of time that we still have before
right,
we're
right.
doing what we're supposed to be doing, what's one extra year?
Yeah.
It's a chance to relax. It's a chance to make money. It's a chance to live out your 20s how you want to, experience something new, make sure that this is what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And it's really, it's not that big of a deal to take a break.
Yeah.
Which I thought it was the worst thing in the world if I didn't go straight through. Dude.
Yeah.
Wish I could go back and say it. Like, thing, relax, kid.
Yeah, things they don't always tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you? Taking that gap year, what did that look like?
Yeah, so from my side, I had this sense, probably from freshman year of undergrad, that would kind of be the path. And then I had a group of friends that were also pre-med, and we were kind of all thinking the same sort of things. There were probably some people in our class that went straight through, but no one that I knew super personally. So I moved to Boston, and this was kind of funky because this was also COVID time, so this is all kind of asterisk. But I think a lot of it holds up, and maybe some of the things that I'll say might hold even more true non-COVID times. So I was in this program that was basically like a medical assistant position at a derm clinic. And this is like a very common thing that you might see in job postings and opportunities for people trying to take a gap year or more than one gap year. But a lot of dermatology clinics hire kids that are applying to medical school because, like, frankly, I think they're like very organized people, very smart, obviously, driven, and cheap. and cheap labor, yeah. like above all 100%. Else, which is kind of, that's like the reality, and willing to work really hard to learn a bunch, but then also like put in long hours and do their best. So that was kind of the initial program. I lucked out though, and was able to work in pediatrics. I was kind of rolled out to another practice that was connected to Boston Children's. which was like so lucky because I loved it. So it was just pediatrics, not dermatology. Every so often I would do the derm thing. So I had a really great time there. I lucked out big time because in Boston I had some upperclassmen from the soccer team who were living there and took me in and made it like affordable for me to live there and live in like a really, really awesome place. I love Boston and I hadn't had the chance to really spend that much time there until that point. So that kind of brings me to one of the big ideas is that during that gap year, if possible, like family situation, social situation, economically, you can go and live somewhere else. That would be like one of my biggest pieces of advice if that interests you, because it you have like a certain time frame to do it, and you can live somewhere and really explore it. Like I did my best to get out, walk around, run around, bike, get on my longboard, and like do all that kind of stuff. So that was one of my things. Choose somewhere where maybe you'd want to live, and you never know, maybe you apply to schools in that place too. It shows that you're serious about being in a place, and they might want to accept you more if they know you have some tie maybe to the community. So living somewhere else was awesome. Got to meet a lot of new people. I made like soulmate friends during that year. Shout out to my people up in Boston. who I love so much. So that was really, really awesome. Additionally, while working up there, you can make really great professional connections depending where you are. People that will, you know, if you work hard and you do value that relationship and you put in as much as you can, they write a letter of recommendation for you. Maybe they look out for you on the other end of medical school. You never know. So that was a really, really big thing. And depending on the institution you go to, too, it can look really great on your resume as you're applying to medical school. I was lucky enough to have like that name attached to my application as well. You can also shadow during that year, learn a little bit more about yourself in the field that you're hoping to enter, and like explore as much as you can. People generally love having students around, and so much like some of the advice that we've given before, send those cold emails, cold calls, all of that.
It works.
Like, it really does. Shoot your shot, and you know, be persistent. Maybe be annoying sometimes, and
be a thorn in their side.
Yeah, be a little thorn in their side. Just show up.
Don't just show up.
Don't just show
don't,
up.
Don't just show
actually
up.
Don't show. Actually, don't just
don't
show up.
Don't listen to that.
You'll be a crazy person. So don't. Yeah. Don't just show up at the hospital.
But
okay?
Do keep emailing them.
Keep emailing them. So that's another big thing. So living somewhere else, making the connections.
It's gonna show up at a hospital. Dad told me to do this. Why isn't it working? Just gets arrested on the spot.
Rolls up Mass General trying to walk in the emergency
department. No. Jack told me.
No, I'm not a patient. Shoot. So those things. And then we touched on it a little bit. The money component, it's 1 year. You're probably not going to be high earning. You'll make enough to, depending on what you do, you'll make enough to live, support yourself, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Maybe, like, travel a little bit, see your friends, that kind of stuff. But unless you're, like doing something corporate maybe for a few years or something like that, you're probably not going to make enough to pay off medical school or like tackle some loans. I do have one friend that did that, like very impressive, but I think that she's kind of like a unicorn anyway. So I made enough to like help pay for some of my stuff, like still like on my parents' insurance and all of that stuff.
Absolutely.
And whatnot. But
that's a huge thing.
Yeah.
About going straight through, I will never have to figure out my own insurance.
Yeah.
Because
because you'll work.
In residency, I'll get it. So I just go straight into being on my parents' insurance to having insurance through work.
Oh, that's huge. Dude, that's such a racket.
Which is massive.
That's because you're a child.
Yes.
Because you're a baby.
Yes.
Your little baby.
Guess what?
Okay. Someone
will enjoy your own insurance.
Yeah, that is actually such a racket. I'm going through that
I've
right now.
I've been so scared.
Yeah.
It's crazy how we are almost doctors, and I am scared about insurance.
Yeah.
Like getting my own insurance.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, no, it sucks. But
anyway.
The making money thing kind of ties into my next point, which is if you have the opportunity to travel, explore, and like go and see your friends. For me, like a lot of my friends are, and for you too, like all over the place, like different countries and whatnot. And once you really get into residency and like the thick of things, you're not gonna have time to do those things for a while. So. Yeah. I think that would be one of my biggest pieces of advice, if you can, is to travel and, like, get out and go see different parts of the country, of the world, if you can. And I wish I was able to do that a little bit more. It was COVID times. Like, we did our best safely, maybe towards the tail end of things, once we're all vaxxed and everything. But that would be my big piece. And I think I'm definitely a proponent of gap year. One, two, however much time you need, because it's not a race, but there are definitely things you need to consider. It's a long road, and like when you're young, it's a little bit easier to do late night studying, and you don't have as much adult stuff kicking in. Like Riley just mentioned, the insurance thing, that's really just like the top layer.
Yeah.
You start having other expenses and taking care of all that.
Yeah, we have like classmates who have children.
Yeah.
At
oh
this
my
point.
Gosh!
And imagine studying for step one, step two, and having to like take care of a human being at
that's
home.
That's so crazy. that's like a whole...
I don't think I feel like I've said this on another episode, but I could not take care of a plant, let alone a human child right now.
That's like your kid is your priority.
Yeah.
So then medical school becomes something like, I mean, as it should be, like, honestly, it's not as important as your child's life. So like medical school is
Thanks, Jack. Is
number two or three, because like maybe like your relationships and everything like that too, like hopefully you have like your family before all this stuff, and that's like that's so much responsibility, so that's another thing you got to consider too.
Definitely. Would you do it again the same way, you think?
I would just not do it during COVID times.
That would be that. Yeah, if it was my choice, I would not have a global pandemic, but that's just me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like this is interesting because we've chatted about it a little bit, like off air, but it's kind of cool to go through both of our experiences so thoroughly.
Yeah.
I think just like from what I've gained out of this conversation, there's no incorrect answer, but there's a lot of things that you need to take into account.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? If you're going into, or if you really want to go into something that is very arduous, like orthopedic surgery, right? It's very hands-on, and that might not be something that's as easy to do when you're later down the line and you have other priorities.
Yeah, it's true.
So that's something to just take into account. And then if you're kind of like I was in undergrad and you're super stressed out about taking a gap year, and to me I was like I have to go straight through, I don't even know why, like looking back on it, it doesn't need to be that way, seriously. Mm-hmm. Like it's not the end of the world if you take a gap year or two. It could really help in a lot of ways.
Yeah,
it'll let definitely. You live your life outside of it, and you'll end up in the same place.
Yeah I think like that living life component is in retrospect, that's like one of the things that I value the most, I would say.
You have your whole life to do this.
Yeah, man.
Right?
For sure.
Once you're in, you're in.
Yeah, locked in.
It's very hard to take a year to go travel and do fun stuff after that.
Yeah.
So if I don't know, if you're debating it, can't really go wrong, but figure out what you prioritize. Make your own pros and cons list. Kind of think through the stuff that Jack and I have gone through now, reflecting on all of this, and just realize it's going to be a different answer for everyone.
Yeah,
your path is not going to be the same as another kid that's up in your same grade.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I really had about that. So.
Me too.
We need another code word. Harrison.
Code word.
Harrison, give us a code word.
What the hell do you mean by a code word? A code word for what?
For people who listen to the podcast to go comment on our social media so we know who actually listen. Yeah, so and the we first one was pineapple. We love you guys.
Yeah, we appreciate that very
much. That are commenting pineapple cool. And burly.
I love that.
Burly
was the second one because we said I said block and he said curly, so we just
burly.
Anyway, burly. Any word. Go.
Sorry. Be careful, you're on air.
Put me on the spot like that.
My God, this guy's not ready for surgery rotation.
Oh my God, that's wild.
Wow. Imagine getting pimped and he's like,
Yeah, that's already happened.
Give me a second. Give me a second. It's any word, Harris.
Rail.
Rail?
Yeah.
Rail.
Yes, as in a train track.
Like railroad.
Like rails.
Okay.
Off the rails, as you guys usually are.
Okay.
All right. I don't know. Can we do that?
Yep.
Absolutely.
We have to do it now, actually. Rail.
Like the railing, something you walk next to. You're welcome.
That's beautiful.
Thanks, Harrison.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Yeah. Such an artistic, you know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's all I got. All
right. To everyone listening, please, I guess, comment rail on our next video. Yeah,
I don't know what to think at this point. We're going to lose all of our sponsorship deals here. It's nice while it lasted.
We'll talk to you guys later. If you have any sponsorships, let us know, please. We want free stuff.
And please comment any ideas or things that you'd like for us to talk about or cover. So.
All right.
Alrighty.
Much love.
Peace.